I don't know what the expression jump the broomstick means. Will you tell me?
Well, you know, I've met a lot of people of color and Caucasian folk that know what it is, but I meet far many more people when I tell some of the things on our bus ride to some of the tourists. Just interesting thing to know about it. One guy says, what do you mean by jumping the broomstick? Well, did you see Roots several years ago? Remember Kitsy and Kenta Kunte jump the broomstick? It's an old slave tradition that they didn't really see them as being full human, but ever how it was, it may have come from Africa, the homeland, that once you took your vows, you jumped the broomstick, and the old preacher says you officially married now. And you know, a lot of kids even do that today as a tradition, even some Caucasian kids. So jumping the broomstick means that was the final thing you did when you and your bride would go before the preacher, and you jumped the broomstick, and that makes it true.
That's a great expression. So you're saying that literally they would jump the broom. That was part of the ceremony, part of the tradition.
I went to a wedding a few years ago, and kids 19 and 20 jumped the broomstick in Tennessee because they said that's what their daddy and mama did and their mama's daddy did. It's a tradition.
That's wonderful.
That goes back a long ways. A lot of kids still do that today. They lay a broomstick down, and the preacher says, now you took your vows, and you're free to jump. So they just took one step over the broomstick, and they were married. That was the last thing before the honeymoon. That's it. You never heard that. But I mean, a lot of people's never heard it. But I know several people from all neighborhoods that's heard it. And it's just a fun tradition thing that a lot of kids do now. I love it.